There's like one foot being dragged.
Oh!
And one like leathery barefoot slapping on stone. Drag.
I wanna go home!
You see this humped abomination around the corner. It is a goblin unlike any you have ever seen.
He's so cute and he has three arms!
He's got three arms. One has a sword that is on fire.
Does one have a sandwich?
One has this like hook axe. And the third has just a big whip. He is hunched. He is decrepit looking. He's got two long, scraggly ears that are just mutilated little bits and pieces out of them. His one foot is just mangled. There's like bones protruding out just beneath the skin. Big red eyes and just a gap of rotten, disgusting, pointed black teeth. You recognize him immediately.
Oh, really? Who is it?
He is a legend of the Lost City, even when you were a child.
Okay.
His name is Gerst. He is in charge of the goblins who hunt down anyone who tries to hunt down food for Zargon.
Okay. So this guy's like a mortal enemy.
He sees your mark.
Mm-hmm.
And his smile widens.
All right. So is it my... Wait. No, I just killed the guy.
Yep. What are you going to do?
Hey, you have two more actions left.
No. Because you can't, she's not close enough to get anyone. Okay. She can move into the...
Then we've been very careful not to step over the light beam up.
See, okay, I'm thinking the door was over
no,
there.
No,
it was
here.
Behind us, because remember, they were coming this way at us.
Wait, so where's the trap?
It's right
at the beam
of light. It's right at the door. We haven't touched it. We stepped away.
Why don't we...
Get the hell on.
Steve,
okay.
See if you can open that door. That seems to be what you're best at.
Yeah.
It opens.
I did!
And it wasn't locked.
Wait, I have an action. I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
In Goblin.
Uh-huh.
I'll say, I know what you are, Beast. And I will challenge you to one-on-one combat. Which I know isn't going to happen, but it's worth it.
He cracks his whip at the goblins, and they all, like, duck and, like, hunker. I would not deprive my master of his meal. Fetch that one!
I open the door.
Okay. Looks like a storeroom. Lots of shelves.
Okay.
Big jugs. And, all just, like, food, provisions. There is another door on the far side.
Alright, assuming that, like, the doorway is here.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I see that it is probably just a storeroom, I would like to...
Is there anything in there that's flammable?
That's what I was just thinking. You said there was jugs.
We'll find out in a moment. But I would like to go inside the doorway so that I can still have a field of influence with my...
Acrobatics check.
I'm staying there.
15, 16!
You step over the ray of light. You're staying?
I'm staying right here to guard them, and
good.
I'm hoping that they are going to find something fucking like this hallway on fire.
Okay, so you're just like... Come on, bitches!
And
I'm staying right here so that my 15-foot radiant stuff still covers her.
And it's back to you, so what do you want to do?
Can I go in? How do I find out if something's...
Going in would be an investigation check. Or, like, looking for, like, okay, where's the...
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, do whatever you... Look at anything in there is going to help.
Well, first...
Oh my gosh!
So you open the first jug and you look inside and you're like, what's in there? And you like lean down and you trip and you fall in and your just legs are sticking out. And goblins are going to shoot at you.
That was the worst thing that you could have done at that
Blender,
point.
Blender, you're getting arrows.
You get some arrows, Blender.
Would you like to swap with mine?
No, because like... Right now, I'll roll
if your
great.
Dice go cold, you have to stick with them.
You gotta burn out all the.
I'm going
the
back
pieces.
To the original.
Gotta burn. See, right there.
I just put her.
Are you rolling on the paper again?
I am. When I didn't roll on the paper, it was awesome. All
right.
It is truly the paper at this place.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
They're very flammable.
I dipped them in grease.
It's grease lightning.
I didn't move. Like, that's just sick, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that is chaotic evil right there.
Four crossbow bolts bury themselves deep in your torso, you take 19 damage.
Oh!
I'm still up!
Oops, down to two.
But I'm still okay, guys!
I'm fine!
And the other goblins are going to hang back. They don't feel the need to rush in there. The crossbowmen have it.
Darn you and your intelligent goblins.
Cleric, just do some shit.
Cleric is going to cast Cure Wounds.
Dunham's.
Which is 1d8.
To our listeners out there, what dice do you hate the most?
It's unfair because they've all stepped on a d4.
Exactly!
D100s kind of suck. And
it's fire.
And D12s are just never used often enough.
What's this one?
That's the D10.
Okay, what's that used for? I've never gotten to use it.
Longsword.
I want a longsword just so I can use this.
Longsword is D8s.
Or bastard sword, I mean.
I want a bastard sword next time. Oh no, because next time I have to make another monk.
Screw it. These are special potions. They heal for a D8 apiece.
Awesome. Alright, I'm going to...
Also, if you drink them, because they were approved by magic users, you get a spell slot back.
Oh, holy hell.
I thought you were like, they make you go blind!
I have one remaining spell slot for my level 2, so I will use that for Cure Wounds, which is 1d8 plus modifier on Blender over here. Sif.
Yep.
So 3 plus 3, 6. You get 6 back. And
I'm not quite dead.
Tell you, get the hell in this room so that I can give you some potions.
Is it my turn?
Pretty much all I can do.
I mean, can you do like a perception behind you?
You're inside the door.
Okay.
You're at the door. I'm in a pot.
Yeah.
Blender, how's it going?
Don't die here.
I know.
It is not worth
Far
it.
Far from Zargon, she faced death for the second time.
I know.
And the tentacled lord of the depths laughed at her inequity as she thought to challenge his grip on the lost city.
All joining in.
No.
My apologies.
Although it'd be creepy.
Motherfucker, my swords are out there.
We can go back for your swords in 5 minutes. Just let's
get get in here so you can, We'll go back. I'm ready to kick some ass now.
Yep.
You know what? Can I cast Fog Cloud? Do that, like, where they are and back away?
Into the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm doing that just to try to confuse them.
A cloud of fog just spreads from your fingertips deep, and you see
She does it Batman style.
No, Batman style. Cool.
You're not Batman.
I know, but I just think that's a fucking weird way of doing it.
Like, you're like Zorro.
Oh, Keyblade.
Ding, 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 ding.
The best Zorro movie.
A big burst of fog, you hear a lot of goblin chittering, like, where'd she go? Get her, don't let her get away. We'll feed Zargon tonight. Whips. Get in there! Don't let them escape, you fools!
Alright.
Run it in, close the door.
Yep. Give me
a dexterity check as you step over the...
Oh!
You have disadvantage, by the way.
14.
Disadvantage, you gotta roll again.
What?
Disadvantage.
Oh, wait, I have an idea.
10.
Okay. You step over the,
I have an idea.
Let her close the door first.
Dang it, I was trying to think if we can get them in there and just have them, whatever that thing does.
I was going
to
say, get in here and now someone throw something so it...
No, they'll just walk into it.
Are we sure?
They can't see shit now.
Okay.
Because they're all at a disadvantage and there's a
problem. So, I guess I'm in here and then can I...
Is the door open or closed?
Closed. The door is closed.
Okay.
Can I do Cure Light Wounds?
Yes.
And I will give you. I'm going to give you 3 potions.
Okay.
So now I only have 2 potions left, and you should probably use. Yeah. Each time these are blessed, and they will regain you 1 spell slot for every time you drink one.
Okay.
So use them wisely.
I'm drinking one now. Or no, I'll do Cure Light Wounds first. What is Cure Light Wounds? 5.
Nice.
So, I'm up to 13.
So you're here. The blender's been repaired.
Slightly.
We got the warranty on her, and I'm glad you did.
All right. Drink 2 potions. That way you'll get all your spell slots back.
You hear goblins snickering in the hallway, and you hear thunk, 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 and water starts to flood the room from vents up in 1 in each corner.
Okay!
I'm
going to...
So I'm assuming the door is locked.
The door behind you is locked.
Thief, try the other door.
Can I do a perception test? Sure. For anything abnormal or strange.
You want to do an investigation or perception?
I'm going to do investigation because the hairs on the back of my neck are sticking up a little bit, and I'm getting a real bad feeling right now.
It's really hard to extricate yourself from that urn. You're pretty sure that this pot is clay.
I helped. Can I look at it? I helped whatever it is out of the flipping pot.
Okay.
Flipping pot?
Extricated.
Yeah.
What are you checking?
What are you looking for? She was just checking around.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do the same thing. Perception.
Okay.
Anything out of the ordinary. 13 plus 18.
The vents are forced open, so shutting them is not going to be easy. You have to find someone to force them shut. There is a drain worked into the stonework of the floor, so the room will drain after, presumably, you're dead. So you can figure out someone to try to force the drains open.
While they're doing that, I'm going to take one of the clay pots and put it over my head like a giant helmet. It'll trap the air.
Yeah, oh, I know.
At this point, the water is up to your knees.
I'm going to... Rhymony! You know what? I'm doing another investigation.
Okay.
Or no, you know what? Perception.
14 plus whatever.
14 plus my perception is 15 plus 3.
You hear a voice coming from inside one of these pots and a lot of water sloshing around in there.
Okay, can I grab the pot? Do I know which one it is?
It's huge.
It's huge?
It's like as big as you.
Okay, I knock on it.
It knocks back.
I knock 3 times.
In sloshing, watery tone, you hear a voice say, "Release me."
I don't even hesitate. I don't know what. Screw, unscrew, uncork, whatever.
It is sealed.
Okay.
You have to break this thing open.
I take.
Should they push it over or smash it or something?
I push it over.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
Oh.
What's your strength bonus?
Where's strength?
That's two. Right.
Two. I'm fragile! You know this!
You see her trying to push this big pot over and just muscles straining, she looks like she's gonna burst a blood vessel in her eyes.
Okay.
No, remember, I only have one eye.
Yes.
Nine.
You, between the two of you, managed to push it over. At this point, the water is up to your waist.
I still have a pot over my head.
You don't see anything.
You're just like, bye, guys. And you're still dressed as a woman.
You're like pulling up your skirt.
It's messing up your. It's only my dress. Ah, oh, my stockings. So the pot hits, smashes on the floor, and just a water spreads out, coalesces, and slowly rises up until it's hanging about. Your heads are about where those things' midsection would be. Its head's just under the roof. Big watery tentacles waving all across the room, touching things, and just, it looks weird. You don't know what the hell this thing is.
Can I do a nature check?
Nature or arcana?
I'll do an arcana check.
Okay, do I know? I know.
I got a 17.
Woo! Hey! 19 nature.
Nice. You don't know what the hell this thing is.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
It is a water weird. It is a magical, elemental creature that is usually bound to a specific location to guard it. They are not evil. They are generally good.
Tell it to help us.
What in the fucking door? This is what language?
Is it goblin?
Oh, water weird. May we call upon your assistance?
It ignores you completely and turns its gaze strictly on Raja and looms closer to you. You notice that, the blue shifts to red, and you see the reflection of flame in it, and it's kind of rocks back and forth right in front of you.
Will you help us?
It envelops Raja.
Ah, crap!
Raja is floating in this thing.
Oh my god!
I'm just gonna sit there and watch because I don't know what the fuck's.
I look to see if she's in distress.
You turn into a baby mermaid.
I'm just hanging out.
Get it to open the freaking door.
I ask him, can he stop the water from coming in?
You can't talk, you're underwater.
I will ask.
Aiden tries to envelop you. You can breathe. What are you doing, sir?
Well, since they do not seem to be in distress, I walk over to the water weird and hopefully wait for development.
Are you still under the pot?
I'll take the pot off.
I kind of poke at him. Slap him!
It envelops the unfortunate woman.
Yeah.
Completely ruining your disguise.
Oh, no.
She's kind of hideous, I know, buddy. Sorry.
The room quickly fills with water, and then you hear the drains just go like... Then the water just starts going down and down and down and down, and you... Your feet touch stone, and the water weird drains away, and it looks at you as it's going, and one tentacle just waves and just goes.
I wave back and kind of shout out, thank you, my brother. Can I collect a teeny little bit of him?
That's, you can collect some of the water.
Yeah, I collect a little bit of him and put him in a container.
That's creepy.
Why? I'm going to release him into the ocean.
Like, hey, here, I have some of my toad.
Yes. You just, like, took, you know...
You guys wouldn't understand because you're not elemental.
That wasn't all his water. Some of it was coming from outside, too, yeah. So that's...
You know. But you guys aren't elementals, so you don't understand.
You don't understand what it is to dance in the bathroom. Primordial chaos!
I don't either, really.
Man, I had a great line I was ready to use.
What was it? I want to call C-3PO. Star Wars. I don't get it.
Sorry.
I don't get it.
That's good.
I really, that went over my head. No, I'm like, serious.
3PO.
Oh, with your
turn off the compactor, R2.
There we go. Okay.
So what are you guys doing now?
I'm opening the door, going fucking gun screaming.
Okay, not the blender. What are you doing?
everyone who's not the blender. Right,
there are two doors.
Yes.
Let's look at the other door before we go into the goblin hordes.
Because they're going to be opening this door pretty soon.
Okay, check for traps.
No traps.
Right. Can you open the door?
Open the door.
Inside, it's basically empty. There is a large wicker basket in the middle of the room.
I'm going to go back into that room and do a perception check to try to find something flammable.
What? Okay, wait. You guys try to stealth and hide.
Hide in the basket?
Yeah, no.
Don't tell me what to do!
It's a GM.
I want to do a nature check and see if there's really a snake in that jack.
And lies.
Back away. I want to check that basket. I'm going to do like a stealth and just try to see if I can hear whatever's in that basket.
Oh, okay. While she's doing that, can I do a perception to see if I can find any flammable liquids in this room?
Yes. Investigation.
And I will look for other supplies in the room.
13.
Pretty much everything you guys find in the room was destroyed by the flood.
Oh,
so
you don't find anything useful.
What about the basket?
Yeah, she's going to investigate the basket.
I didn't roll yet.
Go ahead and roll.
It's an 8 plus, and then what is this going to be?
Is it investigation or perception?
Perception, so it's just a 13.
The basket. What do you want? Everything's not like death.
With you, it might be.
Death
away too. With second,
back away. Because if this is something in here, I want to let it out, open up the door where the goblins are, and let it run out.
How do we know it's going to do that? That's my only concern. As long as we
If it's
hide.
Hungry, we're the first...
No, I meant like we're all going to hide.
Where?
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's literally like...
We're not in your like...
Okay, fine.
No. I know what you're saying, and I agree. My concern is how we have
the plan
to guarantee...
Is... Open the basket, hope there's something scary in it, and that it will eat the goblins.
Yeah.
That is very optimistic.
It's a good plan. I just, we have to make sure it gets from here.
It's a terrible plan. I have, like, no spell slots left to heal you guys. Speaking of which, I drink a potion. 1d8. 5.
Alright.
What if we do this? Let's go into the room with the basket. You guys, you wait. I'm gonna run, I'm gonna open the first door. Where the goblins are, and come racing in, let them come in behind us. Let's see how they react to the basket.
Either that, or which way does the goblin one, which way does the door swing in?
Yeah, so I'll open and run in.
Yeah, we can.
Because if they, like, stop.
Take your rope and tie it, so whenever they open the door, it'll knock the basket over. But we have to know what's in the basket first.
That's my concern, is we don't know what's in the basket.
And I go over and open the basket.
Yeah, I'm ready to.
You're opening the basket?
Yep. I got 29 health and a high... 34 health and a high AC.
Okay. I stand...
I'm tired of listening to these two bicker.
We're not bickering!
You guys are stupid! I'm the cleric of knowledge! What the fuck's in this basket?
I really... Just so you know, I kind of want it to be a snake that comes out and just bites you in
Five
the face.
Enormous heads just rip this basket to shit. A creature that looks reptilian crocodile body.
Are you Hydra? Is he fucking Hydra?
Yep. It was a shrinking basket. And just crowding the room. And it's gonna attack. It's got 5 heads. It's making 5 attacks.
Remember, don't cut off the heads.
Cut off the heads. Why not?
I'm gonna kill you, cleric. If the Hydra doesn't kill us, I'm coming after you.
Attack one. Miss. Attack two.
You get 5 attacks now.
I get as many attacks as I have heads. 19. Does that hit your...
Yes, it does.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. Yeah, you take 15 damage. Attack against the elemental rogue. And that's a miss. I can't roll for 5.
You just can't hit me because I'm
can't
so awesome.
Can't hit anyone.
Can't hit anyone. 5 hits.
Does a 16 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does.
Sweet. You take 12 damage. So these big gaping jaws just bite you. It messes itself in your chainmail, and the head kind of wraps around you. It's trying to crush you. Snapping jaws just all around you. You're like, whoa, no. The blunder steps under one as it... And the other one whirls from behind you and just headbutts you right in the back. Roll for initiative. So the blunder rolled.
I have my fire magic. I think you're about time to pull that out, don't you?
So,
God damn it. You could have really just fucking cleaved up some goblins with
the rogue.
Yeah.
What will the rogue do? What will Raja do?
I have my fire thingy, right?
Yeah, you do.
What is that?
You throw a ball of fire at someone.
Which is good against hydras.
Should I just use it now? I'm doing my magic. I'm doing my fire.
What's your spell called?
Could you explain?
You make an attack roll using your charisma modifier and your proficiency bonus.
Yeah, what am I using? 20?
1d20, yep.
Okay.
Roll well.
Natural one.
You conjure a ball of flame straight from the primordial chaos.
Yep.
You feel the essence of your ancestry.
Yep.
The roaring rage of a fire elemental.
Yes.
The power of an unchained Ifrit.
Yes.
This is the strength that could burn a forest to ash.
Yes!
You hurl it at the Hydra.
Yes!
And it just chomps down on it and smoke. And it kind of burps. Bite number one. Miss. Bite number two.
Uh-huh.
Miss.
Sorry,
bite number three. Just snapping jaws everywhere. Yeah, that'll work. 10 damage. The cleric is being mauled to death.
Good.
Miss.
Good.
That might be a hit. Does a 16 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does.
Sweet.
No.
8 damage.
-7.
The blender is down.
What do I have to do?
Well, it's the cleric's turn.
Somehow you have to open the door and we'll guide it the fuck out to the goblins.
Alright. Good. Can I cast a spell and then make a movement action?
Yes, absolutely.
I will, since I reclaimed my spell slot for it, I will call on my spiritual support and back out of the room.
Okay. So make a death saving throw. Blender's gonna leave blood in every room in this place.
They will never keep us here. So what is it?
Death saving throw, just a straight d20 roll.
Not one.
One failed saving throw. You just mark that on your sheet. Alright, Raja. You see the blender go down. You see the cleric leave the room.
I run over and grab the blender.
Wait, check.
15.
You easily drag the blender out of the room, trailing blood across the floor. The Hydra will make it to its saving throw. And it fails. Go ahead and roll your
Woo! 3d8! Against each head?
No. Let's try.
That would be 13.
So these things just go...
modifier of...
Come here.
Your spiritual warriors are just fighting these heads. You see shields and just like... They all have kind of a very Greek pantheon thing. Lots of gladiuses and shields emblazoned with the emblems of the far gods of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go at this thing. One of them turns and looks at you. You see a big beard. And he just fucking nails this Hydra right in the eye. And it rears back. And the whole temple around you shudders as this thing falls on its back legs and tries to right itself. And its tail slams the door shut behind you.
All right.
The door is open on the far side of the room, by the way. There are no signs of goblins.
Well, while I still have a free action, I'm going to... what does Spare the Dying do?
It basically means that they don't have to make that saving throw.
Spare the dying!
Thank you.
And you could force a healing potion down her gullet.
I will force my last healing potion down her gullet. 1d8 and you reclaim a spell slot.
So I am at -...
You're just at 4.
Okay.
You start from 0. And you get a spell slot back, so you basically have to save your spells. Alright.
Okay.
So you can cast Cure Light Wounds on yourself.
Okay. I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on myself.
My bad, guys.
How many
spells
do
I have?
That was a Hydra. A shrinking basket
You know how there's like bags of holding? You can weave that same magic into a basket. So what's the next plan of action here, guys?
Kill him.
By the way, you still hear the Hydra roaring in protest and trying to smash down that door.
Let's go back out. Go the other way.
All right. I'm going to carefully step over the light beam.
Whenever we get to the other side, I'm going to throw one of the pretend wolf people into that thing, into the light beam.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see what happens.
The door closes.
That's it.
That's it.
And probably then try to fill up the water.
Is it filling up with water? Can we hear it?
You can't hear anything.
Okay. All right.
Except Hydra that's pissed off.
So I'm going to go first, and I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, weapon!
Oh, yeah. Pick up my swords.
Your swords are gone.
Yeah, ah! I kind of figured that was going to happen, so I'm...
As are the bodies of the...
I have a short sword. You want my short sword?
I'll take it.
Okay.
And I'll just get a short sword dagger.
Yeah.
No, we have an opportunity here. They believe us dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Let me go first, stealth.
We should take a brief rest. Recover what we can.
Where are you? You're just going to rest in the hallway?
Yeah, that's sort of a...
You can.
They consider us dead. They consider this trap set.
Okay, we'll try... Yeah, we'll try to do it.
Alright, so you're going to take a short rest. You can, you know, spend one of your hit die if you want to try and recuperate a bit.
You're
untouched.
I'm untouched. Meanwhile, I haven't touched anything.
You wake up. It was not a good rest. It wasn't comfortable, especially... When you compare it to your last good sleep, are you guys proceeding down the other hallway?
Yeah.
Yes, let's go to the right side hallway.
First thing.
He's dragging.
I am dragging up the rear.
Okay.
I'll go first, and let me just try to do a stealth check, just to kind of do it kind of sneakily.
Okay.
You know, the goblins had to come this way.
Do a stealth check. Now remember. Good job.
21.
You move with all the stealth that the rangers taught you in the years you spent with them. You arrive at another door. This one is sturdy. It's not a wood door. This is, again, metal.
Check for traps.
Okay, go for it.
I would like to fix my disguise.
I think the door is getting...
Alright, rolling for disguise here.
13. Hey. I'm checking for traps. 13... Plus what, perception?
There are no traps. Who's opening the door?
I'm not opening the
door. Would you like to do this again?
Come on, the last time you opened the door...
Last time you opened something, we had an amazing result.
Alright, first, I need to repair my disguise.
Okay, go ahead. Now, I am going to say that this is the last time you'll be able to use your disguise kit.
Uh-huh.
So, go ahead and do your deception roll. And add your...
21.
Damn.
And that kills my disguise kit.
Suddenly, you turn into Cindy Crawford. Hello, nurse!
Inside, you see two tall statues. Each is about 10 foot tall of these women. They are wearing heavy armor, full helmets. They are wearing full masks that are made of metal, that are just like proud feminine features, unadorned. They are each holding spears, outstretched, crisscrossed, over the archway ahead of you. When you open the door, you heard a chime.
Open the door.
Yeah.
Close the door.
I'm not drawing my swords or anything.
Me either.
In fact, yeah, I'm going to be making sure. I say this, my swords are sheathed.
Yeah, I'm
just
making
sure.
Yeah.
Do you walk through beneath the arch?
I will.
Ding. Chime. Ding. You do not get impaled by spears or crushed to death. You test your disguise.
I'm going to do an arcana check on the arch.
Uh-huh.
And see if it's something that would be fooled by the disguise. 8 plus 6, so 14.
It is not a magical archway. He seems very suspicious of me. It's like, this is not a real floor! That arch is magic! Fuck this, I'm opening this basket! Yes! Yes!
He's up like
yes!
Every other time! He's like,
yes!
Don't even breathe the air! And then we see a basket, middle of the room. What should I do? I'm just going to open this shit. Is that baked bread in there?
All right. You know what? What the hell? I'm going to go through the arch.
A chime rings. Now, beyond the archway, there is a long curtain of very white, sheer material hanging. You can easily push it aside. And you see another sturdy metal door.
Is there any inscriptions in the
door? Nope. It is unadorned.
Is it just displayed? I mean, the chimes went.
Knock.
Yes, let's knock. Knock, knock, knock.
There is no answer.
I'm going to open up the door.
It is locked.
Okay.
Is there anything that looks like it would have a key? Like a pedestal or anything nearby?
Nope.
Is there a lock I can...
Uh-huh. You going to jimmy the lock?
Do you think we're going to piss people off if we do that?
More than likely.
Can we take a long rest?
We don't have time. I have 2 days to get back.
Probably one and a half.
Math.
I am going to go and just keep walking under the arches.
Uh-huh.
Back.
Ding, 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 ding.
Until somebody gets annoyed enough to come out.
No one arrives.
Nobody.
Alright. Then you know what? I'm gonna try the lock.
Yeah, dude, out of the Hydra.
Yeah.
Where do we go back and just tell those guys, hey guys, we found like a bunch of goblins, a bunch of people acting like wolves in a fucking Hydra.
Wait, right, tell
us. While she's working on it, I'm going to do an Arcana check on, or actually a religion check on the big statues. Oh, wow. They look like kittens.
Come on, a five is not 11. A kitten's roll.
It's 11. Okay. 11.
She is the goddess Madura. She is a representation of a female war goddess. Her worshippers tend to be powerful fighters. They are all female. She's very much like the Amazonist god. Your lock picking skill increases to 21. That was an Elder Scrolls joke.
I know, so
yeah. I figured like you guys play that game.
I know, that's why I said it. Yes. I'm like, yes!
At
21, I can pretty much pick almost anything.
I haven't played Skyrim in a while.
I can do it, yeah. Oh, you have a piss.
You open the door, and you see another room, much like the shrine that you entered before, for Gorm.
Yeah.
In the northeast corner, you see there is an altar covered with a green and white cloth. Okay. And on the altar, there is a 3-foot-tall statue of a woman holding in one hand a sword and the other hand a sheaf of wheat. To each side of the statue, there are huge white candles that are burning. In front of the altar, there is an incense burner and 3 small braziers. More white drapes hang on all the walls, and the floor is covered with a green carpet. The room is dust-free and has been scrubbed clean except for the ceremonial equipment. The room appears empty. So it's very clean. Room.
Is there anywhere to place offerings?
You don't notice any offerings, but you presumably could place an offering on the altar if you wish.
Do I see a +10 Zargon killing longsword here?
You do not see a +10 Zargon killing sword.
Before you give offerings, I kind of grab you.
I will give you something to give
offerings. I'll give, yeah, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I just,
I'll give you the dates and nuts.
Yep.
Because she's holding the wheat, and therefore.
Nice, you part, yep. So as I walk, I just kind of, you know, anyone out here? Anyone around?
Nope, no one around.
Yeah, I put the offerings down.
Mm-hmm. What'd you offer?
Some dates and nuts. Some nuts. You know.
Take the bull.
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Just kidding. JK,
you're
JK.
Like, wait. I want to paint a picture. You remember at the end of the Hobbit movies where Bilbo goes home and he puts his ring on his mantle and he's sitting there and smoking? It's like, remember your adventure fondly. When Sif is old, if she lives to this, she's going to have a house somewhere.
Just bowls?
And no, wait. She's going to go home, and she's going to put her sword up, and she's going to take out that bowl, this dented little gold bowl, and put it out. And she'll just look at it. I'm really glad I killed that guy before I left. And Zargon's head mounted.
It's still just dripping.
You're the blender. You blended lots of things.
You have. If we need to be here beyond 3 days, and we're here beyond 3 days, I don't think they're coming down after me.
No, they're going to be dealing with our drow and our monk.
That's right!
Because that's going on simultaneously.
Oh, that's right!
Yep.
My monk! I love monks now, by the way.
So, you made some offerings.
I made some offerings.
You're not attacked. No one else approaches. Mm-hmm. You do notice that there is another door beyond the altar.
I will investigate the door.
This door is...
I'm going to sit down and just chill out for a bit. Okay. I'm not doing anything.
No, just rest. Just relax.
Alright, you open the door, you're just checking it out.
I am going to use my... Does it have any markings?
No.
Sorry. Then I will just do straight investigation.
Okay.
That is a 17.
You don't notice any traps, discerning markings. There's a lock on it, and it looks very sturdy.
Okay. I knock
your keen intellect and criminal background.
Oh my god, just open it.
This is the treasure room. This is where the good shit is. This is where, like, you've broken into enough libraries to be like, this is the, like, room that I'm not supposed to be in.
May I help you?
Your treasure sense is tingling.
That's private, sir!
I point to that, the door thing. If someone were to defile this temple looking for goods and treasures, that would be the door to go through. That being said, I do not think we're alone.
I highly doubt we're alone.
When we were in the Temple of Gorm, we thought we were alone. And yet, at the moment that we defiled that temple, we were beset by those terrible men.
They were bastards. I go over to the door, take the handle, and just start shaking it.
Nothing. It's locked.
Okay. Should I pick the lock then? I was hoping my dad would kind of, you know, like you said, at that moment.
I'm just sitting there.
You're chilling.
On the pews.
You're chilling like a villain.
Do I hear anything that's going on, or...
I mean, I assume that you've seen Heckle and Jekyll messing with this door, and like, there's treasure in here, and come on, we gotta get in there. We gotta get the goods. Yeah! Wait, you got 400 gold already. It's my turn. Fuck you, Dave. Fuck you, and your fucking Hydra.
I have an idea. Hold on. Raise your hand if you release the Hydra. Go sit down!
I go and sit down.
Is there an altar?
There is an altar.
Yeah, I put offerings on.
You just want people to show up?
We would like someone to talk to.
I'm gonna take something off the altar.
There you go.
Oh, not again!
What do you take?
What's there?
Dates and nuts.
And the bolt, the three braziers.
Those are in front of the altar.
Okay.
And they're braziers, so...
Nice.
I'm taking this fire.
You know what? I'm just gonna...
It's into an adventure game.
I'm gonna pick the lock.
Alright, she's picking the lock.
It didn't do anything, like nobody popped out or anything.
No.
Alright. I'm picking the lock to the treasure room.
Yeah, you pick that lock. You pick the lock.
Yeah.
All smooth. 22. Door opens. It's a sheer stone room. Big slabs. In the middle, there is an iron vault with a big keyhole on it. This thing is littered with gems that are just worked into the exterior of it, like pearls the size of your fist. This vault, if you could haul it out of here, is a king's ransom by
right
itself.
Right there, just looking at it, I have a treasure gasm.
I see the thief start... the Tom and Jerry cartoons, whenever, like, the apple pie occurs, and then the characters just drift along the wind on the scent. I see that happening to our thief over here, and I become alerted and start working my way over to drag her back out of the trapped treasure room.
Raise your hand if you want a Hydra out of a basket.
Oh! Sit down! Alright, I'm gonna roll to make sure there's no trap.
No trap. It's a treasure room.
Well, that's true, I did get into it.
They're warrior women. Who would be you'd have to get through...
Alright, I walk in.
Do you approach the vault?
I approach the vault, and I kind of call out again. I'm like, hello?
Nope.
I'm going to open this if no one answers. I take your silence as permission.
Hey, witnesses, I said.
Did I not?
Social contract.
Boom. I didn't release the Hydra.
I peed in your temple, too.
Beaky dubs.
All right. You going to try to pick the vault door, the vault lock?
Can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
It's a nine.
Plus what?
Plus your proficiency, because I'm assuming you're using your thieves' tools.
Oh, correct? Heck yeah.
Okay.
Proficiency bonus is plus three.
Yeah, you doubled that, didn't you? Because that was one of the two that you picked for your thieves' abilities.
Yeah.
It's always a bad sign when the DM starts looking through the
minis. I'm looking at my treasure dice.
Oh, yeah, and the treasure dice.
And treasure dice.
That sounds really, dirty. Like, hey, baby, you want to see my treasure dice?
Not dirty.
You want to roll my treasure dice, baby?
There it is.
Why do you like Taffy a bar?
Because she's missing her weapon. I let her on fire, she just rips the hallway. I said, no, it's a
you gotta grease her up first.
Make a dex saving throw if you would, please.
Those are her arms!
Dex saving throw, please.
Crap, okay. That's my d20, right?
Uh-huh.
4!
Plus your dex, which is a 6, so that's a 10. Plus 3, which is a 13. So, you're still sitting outside Chili, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The vault door, you hear your lock go, and you extract your lock pick, and then you hear a click, and you look up. You see a
stone, this huge brick, mortar, just Rock of Gibraltar-esque stonework piece, just drop right out of the ceiling.
Oh.
And land right on top of Raja. You take 20 damage.
How much? All right. You're not dead.
No.
No, but you are not happy.
You see this thing coming and you roll with all like, oh, shit. To them, it looks like you were crushed beneath this thing. You fall, this thing lands, and you're just, you're pretty sure you pulled some muscles dodging it. You lost all your thieves' tools.
Ah!
Because you had to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I really didn't think that was a great idea.
10 women, covered in blood and holding spears, come walking into the shrine. They see you.
Hi.
They are all wearing bronze chainmail over green tunic and green tunics. Each woman's face is covered by a bronze mask, and the face of the mask matches that of the statues that you saw. They look at you, and then they look towards the door to the treasure room.
Yeah, I knew this was gonna happen.
What business brings you here?
Did not work.
Yeah, first off, let me apologize for my friends here. They were trying to just basically get somebody's attention. You can get out of there now! Come crawling out.
Oh, I hurt!
Yeah.
Can you move that brick so I can get my thieves' tools out? Hey,
ladies!
These are expensive.
I need my thieves' tools. I took your silence as permission, so it was kind of a dick move to drop a building on me!
I'm going to sit in one of the pews and just be...
There are no pews.
Alright, I'm gonna just.
You're gonna sit on the carpet, Indian style?
Alright, lean against the wall and they're quiet.
Alright, so, okay, did that. It was just like, I'm here from, who is it, people from, who is their god?
Oh, the.
Ogmajars.
The magic users?
Mm hmm. Osmogers. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. Those guys. I'm here on behalf of them. They would like to they would like to talk.
Sharing words with a mage is much like trying to gather water in a basket. It yields little result, save the loss of time and energy.
Especially in a basket.
I approach the Amazonians, and in my most feminine voice,
oh my god,
say,
you know how many people we're about to offend?
We are on a quest to defeat and destroy Zargon.
Perception check for John. This is gonna be so bad!
Two spears stab the cleric in the chest, deflating the wineskins he had used to create his bosoms, and wine just jets out.
Hopefully red wine.
Can I walk over with a cop and be
just
like...
Just staining the carpet just in an increasingly big...
I look abashedly and say, regardless, we are still on a quest to defeat Zargon, and we are willing to take any means necessary to do so.
Pay really good money for that in Beverly Hills.
The breast reduction? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You
lied to me, slap!
You know, you're warrior women.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can do to convince you to go and talk to the mages? Do you have a quarrel with them?
They're mages.
And do you do anything? Have you been killing them?
We've been killing each other for generations. They're dabblers in the arcane. They worship a child.
Okay.
They worship a child?
So why is their religion... I mean, can't you guys just live and... I mean, can't we all just get along?
We understand that the men of Gorm are bastards, but surely...
That's not Gorm. Gorm is the,
Those are the other guys.
I know. The bastard men of the gold faces. The gold masks.
Who are the people who were dressed like wolves crawling around in the hallway? I'm just kind of curious.
That was a random encounter. Those are people who they break in the pits and aren't worthy to be fed. They convert them into hunters.
Okay.
Nice.
I was just curious.
Just expendables. Let them roam.
Yeah.
Okay. I was kind of curious because that's not like the most normal thing to be like, why do you ever have
cool
though?
There's a ton of weird shit in the random encounters.
But like all the main baddies are gone.
Yes.
That's now?
Okay. David Lynch weird. It was just like from out of nowhere.
Well, this is from the David Lynch era.
There's weird stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's way weirder stuff.
Straight from the book?
Yeah.
What do you guys... Okay, I'm talking to the ladies.
Yeah.
And I apologize for breaking in. I truly was just trying to get your attention.
Water once drunk cannot be undrunk.
Unless you throw it up.
At that point, it would be eaten.
I...
Really?!
I take off my disguise and...
So does he get naked.
Put your clothes back on.
You just do shirtless?
Yeah, just do shirtless, get my cleric robe back on.
You take out the oil?
Hey, ladies.
Hold on, let me check the time.
Your strippergram is here.
Hold on, ladies. I have to arrest you for disturbing the peace.
Rip the pants off.
Probably stand a better chance if they stripped. Same warrior woman.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so do you guys know of Zargon?
We know of him, yes.
We're trying to defeat him.
You couldn't defeat the goblins. At this point, they toss a goblin head across the room, and it just slaps against the altar and rolls.
You did that?
We are warriors.
That's amazing. I am... That is amazing. I'm just completely...
Are you bullshitting him?
Oh, fuck yes. That's a bluff check there.
Deception? Yeah.
You bluffed pretty well today.
I got them ladies pregnant. Too far. Too far again, huh?
Lies way behind you.
She sheathes her sword. If you spend more time learning to fight and less time failing at picking locks, perhaps you could achieve such things.
Yeah, but I let you beautiful ladies do my fighting, and I pick the locks for us.
Persuasion.
So 15, right? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were supposed to be the voice of the party.
I would be, except in this particular circumstance where I am a male.
And he's still oiling himself up.
I'm getting changed back.
Do you try to clean the stains out of the carpet at least?
Yes, yes.
Remember, dab, don't scrub.
I'm dabbing, not scrubbing.
You had some OxyClean.
Stop it!
Make a love. Get down tonight.
This thing is like a series of balloons and oil and a bad 70s soundtrack turning into a porno. I swear to God.
It'd be amazing.
No.
You obviously killed the goblins. Did you see any swords with them?
Swords?
Yes. A long sword and a short sword.
One of them pulls two blades.
Okay.
We took these off the bodies.
Are those my swords?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Those are mine.
I think not. A true warrior wouldn't have lost them in the first place. She spins them expertly.
Go.
Hey!
Hello.
10.
You're welcome to try to take them.
The only reason she dropped those swords was because she had to swap them for silver daggers to take care
of
the were-goblins.
Do you see any silver daggers on us? And yet, she points at the goblin head.
How did you do that?
There are many ways.
Like what? Because all I knew, and I, not like whip it out, but I kind of just carefully pull out a dagger. I heard you could only do it with one of these, a silver dagger of some sort.
She takes the dagger that you gave her.
Yeah.
It's just a silver dagger.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't inscribe it with
it. Ah! Thought it was a ceremonial silver dagger for me.
Yeah.
It is ceremonial, but they don't inscribe like
okay.
Super secret.
They just get it from like,
this is super
like
secret.
Costco silver dagger.
No, they forge like they have a bolt of silver that they found, and they basically like melt it down, but they're not skilled metal workers. They couldn't do any good inscriptions.
Gotcha.
She tosses it in her hand. She throws it right at the cleric.
All
right. Farts his hair with it. It embeds itself in the stonework behind you. The weight's off.
I knew it! I knew that's why I kept missing! Shoddy craftsmanship those men do, let me tell you.
I assume this one's here to carry your bags.
You better believe it. Wonder what he just did? Released a Hydra on us. Because he couldn't take 2 seconds!
Yeah, why do you guys...
Mistress, I'm so sorry,
Hydra
I was just trying to look for
basket.
Food!
You shut your trap, you'll eat when I tell you!
I bow my head and look all, like, disheveled.
We did not put the Hydra in the basket.
Okay. That is a sentence I never thought I would ever say.
We didn't even know what was in the basket, because who would be foolish enough to open...
A man.
A basket beyond a trapped room.
A man. Not only that, but the only thing in the room is what got me. I walk over...
We thought there might be snakes in it, but...
I'd rather snake than a hydra, and I pull up my dagger and put it back.
Well, a hydra's kind of like a snake.
Shut up. You'll speak when I tell you to.
Yes, mistress.
Again, I apologize for his outfit. We did not want to offend you. We ask
forgiveness. It was my idea. I usually can do. Thank you, pretty woman.
I backhand him.
I fall back. Just take the full brunt of her slap.
Yes, I'm going to need my swords back. And I'm not leaving here until... until we get you to at least talk to the mages.
The one who has your...
I think that they want to negotiate some sort of a peace or something with you.
The one who has your swords, she's them. I'll make you a deal. If you can knock me down, you can take your swords back. And I will bandy words with your precious mages.
Okay, so we're going to do a one-on-one thing here? Or is it just me
What's your
trying
name,
to
by
knock
the way?
Her down?
Hmm? What's your name, by the way?
She looks at you. My name is Pandora.
The Great Pandora?
I have been called many names and many titles. That one is not familiar to me.
Well, that's all I've heard about you. It is an honor to meet you. I am so smooth, I'm like butter!
Except for this one time!
That's what you get. That's what you get.
That's what I get.
That's what you get.
I'll give you that, that's what I get.
As soon as you... The one
I
time
know!
You got
I should have just shut up! I call her by my ex's name. My bad, I'm sorry.
She
doesn't look like off balance or anything. Like, I don't know, whatever.
We will fight where the goddess can bear witness to our contest.
Okay, I'm up for it. But I have a request. Can I stay here? And, or do you have anything I can heal myself up to?
You may rest.
Okay.
When you are ready. Meet me beneath the eyes of the statues.
Alright.
I'm up for it.
Let's take a rest.
Yeah.
So, we're taking a rest?
Yep.
Are we all back to full?
Yes.
Okay.
You can spend your hit die.
Hit die?
Yeah, you gotta spend hit die to get back.
Which is my hit die?
It is a d8. You have 4d8.
Oh! That's
a
d10.
That's 18. A d8, right?
Yep.
Oh.
Super good.
Not too bad.
Alright. I am going to use my last slot, the next to last slot here, on
I'm so scared right now.
My healing word on you, and that
a
is
polar
a
bear
D4.
In this book.
There's a polar bear?
Yeah. Polar bear. Plus
and piranhas.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do cure light wounds as well.
A what?
Pony.
A pony?
So,
those are ponies?
Pony.
Six.
Oh, a pony.
You get six more hit points?
Those are ponies. Do you like your warhorse, by the way?
Yeah, my dice
you
just
kind
of
stuck at the
I
magic
know.
Thing.
You kind of... Silence!
Yes, mistress.
Roll a
d10
and a d8
like
and come out with two hit points.
Huh?
I rolled a d10 and a d8 and came out with two hit points.
Well, at least you're up with 27.
It's not a fight to the death.
You just gotta knock her over.
To the down.
I know.
It's a fight to the pain. So... You go out to the statue room for your duel.
Yes.
The warrior women are lined up against one wall. You are expected to line up against the other wall.
I will line up against the other wall.
I want to go stand with the warrior women.
They shove you away. She draws a blade as you approach.
I'm assuming I'm not getting my sword back to do this.
I have a scimitar you can borrow.
That's alright, I have to do this with a short sword and a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has a great sword. It takes two hands. Roll for initiative.
Come on!
12. 13.
She swings the greatsword twice in two rapid swings. Good rolls today. You take 12 damage.
Okay. Not as bad as I thought.
So even blocking, you bring up your short sword to block the first, and it just like, this thing is huge and powerful, and even blocking it kind of hurts.
I am,
And the second she just like, knocks you back.
So I'm down to 15. Alright, so it's my turn.
Yep.
Short sword. 22.
That is a hit.
Dagger.
It would be a d4. But, oh, that's your attack roll. Okay.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I'm just doing it, and then I'll add it all up.
Okay.
So this would be the dagger. That would be 26.
Yep, those are both hits.
Short sword. And 23.
Blender!
Two daggers.
Alright, so two dagger... Or wait, no, that was one dagger and two with the short sword.
Yep.
Five damage. Oh, yeah, five...
Times three.
Dagger was plus six. Wait, hold on. Sorry, math. I'm getting tired. That's all.
All right. What are
10. You... So 15 damage total. Okay, so she hit me. Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But since it is a great sword, it's still slow.
Yep.
And I do have smaller swords. So it was just like your classic. As she was going through.
A 16 hits your armor class, correct?
Yes.
16 damage.
-1.
The blender goes down beneath the greatsword. The warrior women all laugh. She puts the greatsword away in the big scabbard at her back, draws your two blades, then sets them down alongside of you. Take your friend back to the mages, and then the warrior women just walk beneath their arch.
They'll keep coming for you.
Our weapons are sharp and our hands are quick. You notice your rapier's gone.
Come on! Can I have it back?
She took your sheath too.
I will fight you for that.
I wasn't unconscious.
I will fight you for those.
If I can muster anything out, I'm going to call them cowards.
You can speak if you wish, yes.
Okay, so me, I'm a bloody mess on the ground. I'm going to say, you fucking cowards.
Blood?
I know.
Cowards!
Tooth just got done.
Well, I'm saying that because here you are. You won't give me my weapons.
Yeah, she gave me weapons.
No, I
you put them down on the...
No. She not during the fight. You brought me at half health without my real weapons. You basically took somebody. You're a fucking coward. Oh, yeah, what are you going to say? So that's fine. I will go back to the mages, but you'll see me again.
I'm trying to tend her wounds to keep her from just totally dying.
I'm following after her. I want my sword.
Mistress, can you help me with Sif, please?
I'll come back for my sword.
They bow with flourish and laugh as they walk away from you.
Just so you all know, the last sight you're going to see before you die are my eyes.
Pandora reaches into her...
Oh, shit.
...purse.
Why do I do this?
Not her purse. She basically takes off a ring that she had on her finger and flicks it at Sif, and it lands right on her forehead. If you would prove yourself a warrior and return with that ring on your finger, we will fight again.
Wait, what was that?
If you would prove yourself a warrior, return with that ring on your finger, we will fight again. And then they leave.
The best we can do right now is...
I'm going to get the high ground.
Recover from wounds.
You make your way back to the mage's area. They tend your wounds and let you have your lovely beds back. One of them is furiously looking through his chest of drawers for his scroll. He closes it up and looks around suspiciously at everyone in the room. And that's where we're going to stop this time.
Oh, that was a day wasted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we just got our asses beat.
Sorry.
That was like Empire Strikes Back, man.
That was! So you know what happened? So you know what happens next?
There's no story.
Return of the Jedi.
There's no story going on here, my friend GM.
That was all your fault.
Yes, I will own up to it. Except for whenever the thief failed to open the nice, beautiful chest